I like history. I like all kind of history. American history is always interesting. Do you know what the Trail of Tears are in American history? Anybody know what the Trail of Tears in American history is? Well, about the Indians, yeah. Whenever our country was, I don't know, getting settled, for lack of a better term, they wanted to move all the Indians to reservations, and they marched them from their, except for the Seminoles, they didn't go. they marched them from where they were, and to put them in sort of like reservations, for lack of a better term. And there was a lot of them that died on that march and on those trails, and they call it the Trail of Tears. Well, this morning I want to talk about Jesus' Trail of Tears. And the familiar passage comes in Luke 19, starting at verse 28. Chapter 19 talks about Jesus, Zacchaeus. You know Zacchaeus, the guy that went up into the tree so that he could see what was going on. And then Jesus also talked about the 10 servants. You know, he gave them all different amounts of talents and so forth. And then we get over to Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem. God's Word, New Living Translation, Luke chapter 19, starting at verse 28 through 44. After telling this story, the story of the 10 servants, Jesus went on towards Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As they came to the town of Bethpage in Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into the village over there," he told them, "as you enter, you will see a colt tied up there that had never been ridden. Untie it," untie the colt, "and bring it here. And if anyone asks you what you're doing, just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went and they found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owner asked them, "Why are you untying our colt?" The disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. Then the crowd spread their own coats on the road ahead of Jesus. As they reached the place where the road started down from the Mount of Olives, and all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they have seen. "Bless the King who comes in the name of the Lord," they were shouting. "Peace in heaven and glory into the highest." But some of the Pharisees, the religious leaders among the crowd, said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." But Jesus replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as they came closer to Jerusalem and Jesus saw the city ahead, he began to cry. "I wish that even today you would find the way of peace. But now it's too late, and peace is hidden from you. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you. They will crush you to the ground, and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you have rejected the opportunity God offered to you." They did not recognize him as the Messiah. They knew that he would maybe come and deliver them from the tyranny of the Romans, who had the Israeli people in captivity at that time. Not captivity in a way, but they had control of Judea and Jerusalem and all of that.